Recent reports show that elder abuse is on the rise in Utah, with some sources saying cases are up 40% over the past 5 years. But there's also some question as to what elder abuse actually is. Debbie Booth is an information specialist with Utah's Adult Protective Services.
So in Utah, elder abuse is defined as abuse, neglect, or exploitation of anybody that's over the age of 18 that is not able to care for themselves in society. The victim, a lot of times, can be incapacitated and make them so they aren't able to care for themselves.
Booth says that in Utah, government departments that deal with elderly abuse are extremely understaffed and that it's just going to get more difficult.
In the United States, the population of those of 65 and older is due to at least double in the next years. So we have an increased need, but we have not seen an increase in funding or staffing.
But she says the problem's not just in government offices, but throughout society in general.
We, as a society, need to have more education about what abuse, neglect, and exploitation is and occurs, and then also maybe a greater vigilance in terms of helping this population would be necessary. I think it would be really advantageous for our policymakers to understand the need that's out there. Most families think that it could never occur within their families, and according to our statistics, it happens more than people understand and know.
Booth's statistics say only 1 in 14 elder abuse cases are reported nationwide. Utah law, however, makes reporting abuse mandatory if witnessed, and more states are passing similar laws as time goes on. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Stephen Smith.